There is a different type of sentry going on guard at the White House this month. The National Park Service is planting 88 trees along Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the Executive Mansion, that stretch where inaugural parades culminate and where tourists gather to snap photos through the iron fence. These are not just any trees. These are American elms, the stately species that used to shade city streets in hundreds of cities and towns until Dutch elm disease devastated them decades ago. But now the American elm is making a comeback. Daniel C. Smith works for the Casey Trees Endowment Fund, whose mission is to restore the tree canopy of the nation's capital. He joins us in front of the White House. Thanks for meeting with us.
Thank you for having me.
So start, if you can, by telling us what's going on here at the White House. What are we seeing, literally?
Well, right now we're seeing the completion of the redevelopment of Pennsylvania Avenue. After the Oklahoma City bombing and security concerns, this stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue was really shut down to traffic. Now it's been redesigned, the whole streetscape has been repaved, and the crowning finish of it is the planting of trees. Just this week, they began to plant trees, and so holes are being dug. It's going to go on for at least another week. At the White House here, we've got crews that are hand-digging through these tree pits that are about as large as 10 by 10. There are 88 of these stretched between 15th Street and 17th Street. And what the design has done is actually increased the number of trees here. So where we had some single lines of trees in very small little tree spaces in front of the Treasury building and the old Executive Office building that flanked the White House, within a month we'll have these trees leafing out and being green. We have American elms returning to probably the most visible place that a street tree could have in the nation.
A little history first. What place did the American elm used to hold in the landscape of American cities?
The American elm really was the preeminent tree. It was probably the most famous tree in American communities historically. And it really came out of sort of New England. Elms have this great range. I mean, as a Native American tree, they have been prominent features of small villages and the cities throughout New England, but then throughout much of the country for centuries.
All these elms in all these places making all these cities beautiful, and then what happened?
Well, and then early 1930s, on a shipment of logs that came in from France, coming into Cleveland, brought with them the fungus. This is Dutch elm disease. It's a fungus in which a little beetle spreads it, and it ranged throughout the east and northeast and then made its way back through the Midwest, and it was devastating.
Why do you say that the American elm is making a comeback, a resurgence?
Dutch elm disease is still with us. But what has happened is we've really understood in the last few years that pure American elms, there are a number of American elms that are not susceptible to the disease to the degree that others are. They are able to defend themselves. It's like a healthy immune system, maybe if I can make that analogy. And those are now beginning to appear in the nurseries. And so they're available to individuals and they're available to the urban forestry community. And so we're finding around the country communities beginning to replant the American elm. And this planting here at the White House really sort of validates and epitomizes and really, I think, is a pretty definitive statement that the elm is back.
Daniel C. Smith, Senior Director of Communications for the Casey Trees Endowment Fund. Thanks for coming out to watch these elms take root with us.
Thank you.